A lovely little chat with Ruth and Carla. Episode 1. Our friend Grace.
Oh, well, but here we are. You know, Ruth, it's great to be here with you now, and we've taken all of this...
Sorry, for the listeners, just to be clear, even though it's Ruth and Carla, that's Carla talking first.
Yes,
ideally, in future episodes,
good point.
I'll always talk first. I just think for...
Oh, I see.
Just right, clarity no, sure, so sure. that it matches the
Oh, sure, sure, we had actually worked that out.
We're just... Hi, everyone at home. I'm Ruth. This is Carla.
Sorry, I'm allowed to talk now.
Yes.
Sorry, I just wasn't sure if...
No.
Because on the tech stuff, I tend to take the lead.
Yes.
Because I'll be doing the edit.
All the boring nuts and bolts.
Yeah. anyway, God, this is an exciting moment, isn't it? I am Carla, that's Ruth.
Yes.
And...
We're so thrilled.
We're going to have a lovely little chat. Mm. But I think what I think is great is that, we've both been listening to all the podcasts out there, haven't we? And what we've noticed is that it's a lot of young guys just having chatting.
Oh, God, they're so boring.
Yes.
Am I allowed to say that?
I think you just did.
I actually, the only times I do listen to it is when I need to sleep. And I can't, because I've started to get a few peri-peri-peri menopausal symptoms.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes I'll just...
Peri-peri-peri or peri-peri?
I think it's peri-peri.
Yeah. Or is that Nando's?
No, it's hormones.
I see. Menopause.
Have you not got the bullet
points? Sorry. Yes, I do.
But I thought... Where have I said about...
Is that the laminated one?
No.
Okay.
This list here.
I see.
Listen.
Yes, I've got it. Menopause.
Everyone's talking about menopause at the moment. Everyone apart from the male podcasters.
There's a lot of guys out there making podcasts about football, about beer, about lager, about the pub. And that's the things that interest them, and that's fine. But we say, where is something that's a little bit softer, a little bit more feminine, a little bit more chatty, a little bit more lovely? Talking about the things that matter to us.
Well, embracing female interests is no longer kind of seen as a bad thing. I think nowadays we can say...
Not by us, anyway.
No, and what I'm saying is, in the post-feminist world, men and women are equal but different.
Yes. Right?
So I can talk to you about, nail, scissors, cakes...
Handbags.
Yeah. And that's not dumbing down.
No, it's empowering.
It's empowering.
And that's what people want to hear. I think women, want to hear that. And I think, in a way, that sort of neatly brings us to gin. Because today, guys, we had...
Oh, my God.
Wow. We had a delivery from a fantastic company.
Do you know what I love? Getting little surprise gifts.
Yes. I think that's one of the best things about being an influencer.
I think it's when you're not expecting it. Or I'll be honest, I do expect it a bit now.
Well, yes. I mean, we built a business on it.
But, when you don't know who has given you this box, you open this box, you don't know what's in the box, and then suddenly... We were delighted, weren't we?
Yeah.
The packaging,
yeah.
The smell.
We were just hanging out, weren't we? And just having a business meeting.
It was very early in the morning.
Yeah.
So not normally at the time that we start to drink gin, I can assure thee. I mean, I don't drink.
Don't you? No, sure. Yes, of course. I mean,
I don't drink.
No.
So obviously, on this occasion, you had to taste it. But my goodness, it smelled good.
Talk
us through the flavours.
Well, I mean, gosh, I am very brave of you just to sort of talk about your teetotalism in that way. And I think in many ways you've been very private about that.
No, hang on, it's not an alcoholic.
No, of course. But I mean, you've been so private about it.
I've never had a drink.
In a way, it's news to me. But I think that's an important thing to do, to say that I can be private and I can have those things to myself and I don't have to share everything. But if we're not sharing the gin, then, which apparently we're not, I would say...
Well, I'm trying out a detox this month, as you know, which is why I've been getting the wonderful deliveries from the detox company.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I would not be drinking gin in the morning.
No, of course.
This is part of my detox regime.
Of course.
But luckily, I had you, my little gin-guzzling friend, on hand to try it all out for me. What was the orange one like?
We got a ring on the doorbell, didn't we? And the box arrived full of cellophane. We love that. We love an unpackaging, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Because we like to film the unpackaging. We love the rustle
love
of that and all
and
of that.
The
and ribbons.
Stuff you used to put in the hamster cage. All that coming out.
And those little foam sort of nugget things do they go in the recycling or the bin? Like all of that sort of stuff. And we put it out and it all went everywhere, didn't it? And I pulled away the ribbons and there, magnificent, was artisan gin.
Yeah.
Made in Somerset by gin fairies. I want to say thanks to gin fairies
for sending it over. Are they?
I don't think they're actual literal fairies.
No. I mean, they could be, but I don't think they are.
No.
From the photo that was attached, they look like full-grown women. And and as you know, you make gin with potatoes. Have I got that right?
No.
Okay, let me do that again.
You make gin...
It's potatoes.
Is it...
It's potatoes.
Barley?
It's juniper.
Right, juniper potatoes.
And vodka.
Right. And yeah.
Am I right?
So listen, okay. The point is,
who cares?
Gin Fairy sent this fabulous bottle of they hand distill it.
They were different
in
colours,
Somerset.
Different shades. Sort of looked kind of like different stages of dehydration, but in a good way.
Yes.
Like in a kind of like energising.
I don't know if you've ever done that, where you wee into a little cup in your bathroom and you put a little dipstick into it and all the different lovely colours come up and you can match it against the thing, see whether you've got sort of too many leukocytes or too many bilirubin or all of this sort of thing.
I've never done that.
Well, it was a lovely presentation box of urine test dipstick coloured gins, one of which was blood orange.
Like you'd had a Barocca
before your wee. Yes, yeah. Exactly that. Sort of early morning wee sort of. I didn't know that you could grow blood oranges in Somerset.
You can't.
No.
No.
But I think that somehow, perhaps a microclimate down where the gin fairies are based, and they've made these blood oranges and they've distilled them down into the gin with the potatoes and the juniper and the barley and the grain.
And it's great that it's local.
Yeah, and it's so local. Not local to us.
No.
But it's
to them it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they live there. So I took a sip. And I have to say, the first sip absolutely blew me away. Mm. And I thought, how the hell are these women down there in Somerset, with their blood oranges in a microclimate, producing something like this?
So hang on, is that a bit of latent sexism from you, do you think? I mean, is it because you would expect men to be doing that? Or
I guess, you know what? You've called me on it.
Yeah, you know. But anyway, you're sexist, I'm sexist. And that's
yeah.
That's
but I just wanted to say thanks, Gin Fairies.
Thank you, Gin Fairies.
But, you know, influencing isn't just about receiving gifts on the doorstep and then reviewing them with an expert eye.
Do you know that I love chocolate milk?
Yes.
I've written down here, talk about drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, for example, today we've been drinking hashtag hot water and amaretto, right?
You don't have to do a hashtag there.
Oh, sorry. Well, we've been drinking hot water and amaretto.
Yes.
And
well, you
have. You are, yes, I have. And I actually think, you know, why not invent your own drinks? Why not? You know, as an influencer, we have a responsibility and we have a platform.
Have you ever tried Ribena and milk?
No. Is that nice?
It's amazing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, let's try and get that going. You know, guys, if you're out there, try some Ribena and milk.
Ribena milk.
Give it a go. And let us know on the socials what you think.
Everyone drank it as a child.
No.
And it was only when I went to somebody else's house and I said, can I have a Ribena milk?
And they
looked at me like that, the weird thing.
Right.
And I realised it wasn't standard.
Okay. No, I mean, I think I'm fascinated to hear. This is part of the podcast. This is what it's all about, is that we want to connect with the people out there. Because so far, it's been very one way. It's been us posting on Instagram, on the socials, getting out there, saying, here's what we've got, here's what we think. Egg yolk yellow is the new shade for October. Yeah. No, let's hear from you.
Yeah.
So if you want to try some Ribena and milk, get in touch on our Instagram page.
Why?
Upload some photos of you drinking your own drink, of your own designs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the other thing that's been on our mind today is, of course, you know...
What is it?
Grace.
Yes.
Grace Broadstairs.
Yes.
Our friend Grace, actually.
Our friend Grace.
And we wanted to call this episode Our Friend Grace because I'm sure the word's gone out in the influencing community, hasn't it? And our friends have been a buzz all day.
I feel numb.
Do you?
By numb, I don't mean that I feel nothing.
Right.
I mean I'm numb with grief.
Right.
We should be clear that at this stage, she is still with us.
As far as we know. And her PA, the fantastic Indigo, is constantly updating Grace's...
Is that her name?
Indigo, yes.
I thought it was just her like brand.
No, that's
her name.
Yes, that's her name.
Is she Indigo?
I don't know. But she is constantly updating all of Grace Broadstairs' Instagram, all socials, to let us know the progress. And for anyone out there that hasn't heard,
Grace...
Our friend Grace. Okay, our friend Grace is currently in hospital, and it's a very sad time because she was trapped under a weighted blanket. Hashtag me down.
They are fantastic. I should say fantastic.
We both got one.
We should really be sitting here with it on as a tribute.
As some sort of tribute, yes.
Our friend Grace. But unfortunately, what happened was they misjudged her weight.
Yes.
Because I think in photos, I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but she is somebody that comes across as what's the word? Liquid. She looks fuller in the photos.
Rhomboid.
Rhomboid.
Yes.
And I think that they just have kind of...
they've made an assumption.
They've made an assumption. And she's actually very short in real life.
Yes.
And she's... they got her weight wrong. And that's why this tragedy has happened.
It's so interesting, isn't it? The fact that you haven't been drinking and yet...
It's weird.
You can't yet. I've drunk. Yeah. But I think... The thing is that, yes, she's in hospital. She was discovered by Indigo under the blanket, dehydrated, unconscious, and now she's in hospital. And we just want to say our hearts go out really to Grace's family.
And blankets.
And
company.
And, of course, Way Down. Hashtag Way Down.
Awful.
Because it's through no fault of their own, of course.
She'll be back on her feet soon, and we wanted to spend a bit of time just sort of
in tribute to her
how
and
much
remembering
fun she is, you know. What a great gal. And just to send our love, because we know she'll be listening.
Yes.
Get better soon. Yeah. Our friend Grace.
And I think, you know, I'm so flooded now with memories.
Oh.
No, memories.
Oh.
Of the time that we've spent with Grace.
What time is that?
Just that time.
Yeah, that time. Oh, you mean that time? Not that time.
No, that time.
Okay.
That we spent with Grace. And as I recall, it was...
autumn.
It was autumn. And it was a lovely crisp autumn day, wasn't
yeah,
it? That sort of thing where you can smell the winter coming and the smell of bonfires.
Foxes.
Bonfire smoke in the air.
It was in Sussex, Victoria, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in Sussex.
Yes.
And on the South Downs.
Now.
Yes.
On the what?
South Downs.
Yes.
And we were walking up the Long Man together, weren't we?
Long.
The big chalks. You remember?
We were up his left leg.
Yes, and we decided, you, me, and Grace, for a bit of a laugh, that we would walk up the Long Man on the South Downs in Sussex.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
It was fun.
And we got up to about his knee, because he is long.
Yeah.
And we all looked at each other and we thought, can we go any further? And I think we all knew at that point that if we were to go any further, we would probably, because the route of least resistance was directly up his member.
Yeah.
And I think we all had a moment.
It really is.
Yes. And I think we had a moment where we all looked at each other, are we going to do this? Because it'd be great Instagrammable content for us to be there, you know, reclaiming that part of him.
Sort of witty but political as well.
Yeah, witty but political, right? Willitical. And I don't, I've got such strong... I've got such strong memories of that time with her.
Right, have you?
Yes, I do. And you do too. Do you?
Yeah.
And anyway, it's a very moving memory. And I just sort of wanted to take a moment to really think about her and to say, God, the power of female friendship can really just create a moment in time that is almost spiritual. When shall we three meet again? You know, that great bit of Wordsworth. When shall we three meet again? I hope you don't mind this, Ruth, but sometimes it's better expressed in a song. And I'm thinking about Grace a lot. I'm thinking about that moment and I'm thinking about the closeness that we share together. And I just think... You sort of want to go...
You can sing again, eh?
Amazing! Yes. I started too high. Hang on. I started too high.
You join in.
Join in. Okay. Amazing grace.
Sorry, hang on. Can we just get... I'm going to get my key right. I'm going to do this.
Okay.
You can... Can I just do the first bit on my own, because you've put me off?
Well, it was my idea.
Okay, but you join in a bit.
Okay, come
in. I'm just going to make it a bit more modern, okay? A bit more modern. It sounds like we're doing some religious podcast. We'll lose listeners. Okay.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound none said around. I don't know the rest.
Do you know the rest?
And we just wanted to say from both of us, really, all of you out there that follow Grace on socials, on Instagram.
Follow us.
I wasn't going to put it quite so boldly, but just...
Please.
Just I think find a home, at least a temporary home, a place for your heart to reside in a temporary way.
See us as a harbour for your vessel to come and shelter from the wind and the turbulence.
That's rather lovely.
Thank you.
So you can find us at ruthandcarla.com. You can find us, Ruth and Carla, on the Instagram, on Twitter, at Ruth and Carla.
Not on Instagram.
You can find us on Facebook.
On all the socials.
Yeah, on all the socials. We're here with all the advice
that
you need.
Park in our harbour, guys, because we are here and open for business.
Yes.
That doesn't sound
we are absolutely rooting for Grace.
We're desperate.
Yeah, buddy. Get well soon.
Thinking of you.
Yeah.
And Grace.
And I think, this has just been a lovely little chat. Okay. See you next time, guys.